Steve, thanks very much. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder. Joined in studio by Dane Neal. You know him from Access Appetite and the highly acclaimed Dane Neal Show podcast. It is highly acclaimed, isn't it?
Sure. We've got some acclaim going.
Some of it high.
Of the high variety.
Right. There's been some medium acclaim for it.
Sure. So,
but some of it's been very high.
Well within the average, the
right.
norm.
That's good.
Acclaim-wise.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. I haven't. I was gone. Everything good? Good holiday season and everything?
Well, I was. Yes. Thank you, Bill, for thinking of me and the family and our holiday activities. And I was you for a moment because, you know, you had to, I think with any level of excellence, you have to ease into honing your skills. You know, you take a day off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not at that championship level. So you eased in, and I was you for one of those ease days.
He did a great job.
Yeah. Well,
Bill, you can go home.
I'm done.
No, just a little extra acclaim is fine. That's all I need.
That's fine. You have brought in some guests. Who is here with you?
Oh, well, and I think as an homage to activities that you hold near and dear, as well as the food side in studio, we have Chef Ed Porter. He is the director of food and beverage for Spin.
And a place I know and love very
much. Right, because it contains things that you either need, you like, or you really love, which is,
true.
You know, food, beverage, a good time, and maybe some ping pong
mm-hmm.
action. They have got a great event coming up for a good cause, and they have brought in some of the top chefs in the Chicagoland area, in Chicago City proper here. And so also in studio with us from Giant, that has received actual high acclaim.
Not the bogus acclaim that I just pinned to you,
no,
but real acclaim.
My claim is you know, ambiguously possible.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Is Chef Jason Vincent. So happy and excited and honored, obviously, to have him in studio. So 32 chefs are going to be competing at Spin for the Chef Paddle Battle. We've got Ed Porter in studio and Jason as well. It's going to be great.
Welcome aboard,
guys. Are chefs good at ping pong typically?
No. So I'm with Jason. I have to kind of say that I'm okay. I have to say I'm okay, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to win.
See, I've seen Bill play, and Bill, you are highly acclaimed. You're remarkable. YouTube ping pong championships, if you Google that and you see these people moving so quickly and putting spin on the ball, that's why I will never play with him. I like to take my time. I'm just trying to get back over the net nice and easy.
Leisure.
You don't do anything
get
nice
it into
and easy.
The red cup.
Ike Turner.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and Wendy, you often say it and we talk about it, is that like chefs are the new rock stars, right? And then chefs are, you know, a lot of times they'll say it themselves in a humble ways that many of them are failed musicians.
Oh, yeah.
That have then become chefs. And then this event for a great cause, Foundations of Music, is going to be the one supported with the event. So you've got to have some competitive chefs that also, like you do, Bill, love ping pong, because, you know, 32 chefs, that's a lot of people to be participating. And there's some great ones, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's we have a slew of great chefs, you know. Obviously, Jason's going to be there. I think he's the front runner. I mean, I talked to him a little bit. I think he's going to pull some stops
sleeper,
out.
Sleeper, right? Because
exactly.
He's just like, hey, I've never even heard ping what?
No, wait, are you using ping pong?
It's always those guys. He's the fat swallow of ping pong.
Are you using ping pong balls or maybe olives or meatballs?
No,
we're
going
like
to be a purist.
Okay,
we're going to go with ping pong balls. I mean, I thought about using the, you know, maybe a spatula or two, but we'll go with the ping pong paddles and keep it pure.
A pizza paddle,
absolutely.
You know, they slide
the thing,
it into the
The
oven.
Deal is this. So, like Dane was saying, it's benefiting music, Foundations of Music, and chefs. And most chefs, either whether you were a musician, every chef plays music in the kitchen, whether in their head or on some kind of device. And most chefs that I know, everybody's competitive. So whether they want to, going into it, it'll kick in. It's that gene.
That's true. Whenever you watch any of the cooking shows on television, there's a competitiveness, there's an aggression that you wouldn't think somebody would have in that line of work. But no, they're on fire all the time. Why is that, do you think?
I'm actually more worried about you. Ever since I walked into the building, you're all I've heard about.
Yeah. You should be afraid of him.
Oh, Bill's really good.
Yeah, are you going to be there for this? Acclaim.
If I can be, I would love to come out. I would love to.
You should. Absolutely.
When is this happening, by the way?
This is happening on
the 23rd.
Yes, on Monday. Yes,
it's
going to be a blast. You got to come out. It starts at 7 p.m. Again, it's going to be a tournament, 32 chefs, last man standing. It's going to win a trophy. And gonna have a party at Spin for staff. That's an also.
Can I fill if one of the chefs if something untoward you happens
fill
to
for
them?
Me.
Could I?
Fill, I mean, like,
I don't want to fill
you
it.
You
for
can fill
you.
It. For
you
me.
Just got a glint in your eye too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, listen. I'm pretty sure.
Be careful.
Yeah. I have a jacket. You probably can fit. You know, never mind. They'll call you Ed for the night. You know.
You know, you mentioned the competitiveness of chefs, but Dane, and you've mentioned this so many times because a lot of times you will bring chefs from different places. Despite the competition, you all kind of help each other. It's a nice little community you have.
Absolutely. It's definitely a fraternity, if you will, of sorts, 6 degrees of separation. And that's also what we do with Spin. So not only do we want to be a pillar of the community, but we things like this, the Foundations of Music, the Remix Project, things of that nature, we will always want to be not just a business in the area that we're in, but
yeah.
an actual part of the community.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Well, Wendy, you hit on it too. You know, the community is communal and supportive and wants to help out good causes. Foundation Music is one of those that has been really supported. Ed, and of course, Chef Ed Porter, he is the food and beverage director for Spin, but also a competitor himself. He's won on Guy's Grocery Games on the Food Network.
Oh, so yeah?
I was
yeah,
curious, like, yeah. How this event, like, who sits down at a table, a ping pong table, and says, hey, let's put something together, and then gets it to resonate with so many people in the community?
Well, you know, at Spin, you know, it's a total engagement of, you know, sound, music, food, beverage, and then at the very core, sport.
Yeah.
So it's very hard. You'd be surprised. You dump a basket of balls next to a table, two paddles, and just watch what happens. Mm-hmm. Like it's totally magical.
They play ping pong?
Well, no, but
some juggle.
You would see the most feeble of people turn into a monster.
Yeah, right.
Because there's something about losing that nobody wants to do. Even, you know, it's nobody wants to do it.
Right.
Like, I play with my daughter, yeah, who's, I'm not good and she's not good, but I'm going to beat her. At least I can beat her.
Right. At least
I got
like
one.
You, Bill.
I got one, you know. So
you're
like,
going down
like
we, for like your
play,
daughter.
If we play, my goal
yeah,
is to return a serve. It's one. If I get 1 point,
you may not be able
drop
to.
I'm gone. Thanks. I've won. That's all there is to it.
Well, and you kind of hit on it. To have a club that is devoted, obviously, to food and, you know, and spirits and good times, but also with kind of ping pong as that front burner thing, it's got to be something that relates to a lot of people. And I think it is one of those. It's one of those rare sports that you can play as a little kid to whatever level, all the way up until maybe your senior years. But there is a big difference between people who are like you know, nationally or world ranked, as opposed to, you know,
people who just want to have
daughter.
Fun.
Yeah, right. But I think everybody can participate.
It's true. And again, like for us, like we're actually coming up on our year anniversary.
Has it been a year already?
Yeah,
almost
March 4th.
A year.
March 4th will be a year. And it's great that, you know, we have, you know, be able to have guys like Jason,
yeah,
you know, and Rebecca Goldfarb and all these other highly acclaimed chefs in their field. And sometimes, and most of them, let's be honest, some of them probably don't play ping pong.
Right.
And so you got to kind of let your guard down a little bit to be a little silly and fun and interactive. And also, you know, it's one of those things that you know, there's going to be some alcoholic beverages there.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be some food. And at the end, everybody's a winner, but not really.
But that's the thing.
But not really.
Participation.
If you buy your opponent a bunch of drinks just before the match, you know, that's
is that your strategy?
I have a strategy.
Yeah, that's what I do.
If you don't work out as my stand-in, I have a whole nother. I have a whole slew of strategies.
Wait, wait, wait. We have to pay for drinks?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
not you, sir. Not you.
Everybody else does.
You're taken care of.
You're safe.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, we've had Spin on a couple times on the show, and the history is really interesting, and it has to do with one of our favorite actresses. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Susan Sarandon is a co-founder. Mm-hmm. Again, it started in New York City as a party. So yeah. It was a loft party that had ping pong, cool people, art, great food, and that's what we do every day at Spin. We throw a great party.
How many locations now?
Right now, five.
Five locations.
Yeah, and there's a couple more in the works. I won't mention right now until they actually pop up. But yeah, it's been great. You know, and the big thing for Spin, we just want to be embedded into the fabric of the community. And again, that's why this thing is so important. So tickets are $10 for the Chef Paddle Battle.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Not at all. Not at all. There is also a silent auction, and there'll be prizes such as dinners at these acclaimed, as Dane said, restaurants with chefs that are participating. And it's going to be awesome. Revolution Brewery is also going to be a sponsor for us. So it's just great. Overall, all around, great time.
32 chefs, and you've got chefs, of course, Jason Vincent, Michael Cornick from DMK, Andrew Zimmern from Sepia, Henry Hill from 2-6, you know, many, many others.
30. Boyardee, is he going to be out there?
Boyardee is... he's out with
that guy.
Is he in the San Francisco event?
Yeah.
Not a fan?
No, he's great. way above our pay grade.
January 23rd, 2017, and Ed had mentioned that the tickets are only $10, so anyone can
bucks.
Go. But Bill's been there a number of times. Lots of people can enjoy it 360, well, some odd days a year. So as the guy, you know, there representing the food, what kind of food do people, they know they got the ping pong, what do they enjoy as far as food?
Well, at Spin, pun intended, what we do is put a spin on classics. There'll be things that you have, and we have both event and retail food, so two completely different things. So if you came in off the street on our retail menu, you'll have things. I have new things coming out, like little Italian dip sandwiches, and
like a French dip, but Italian dip.
Italian dip,
because we have Chicago.
Exactly. We have truffle fries and all the usual suspects. The thing is, we want to have food that you could play and eat as well.
Yeah.
So try to do
that's away from, important. Exactly. You don't want to get
There's nothing worse than one-handed playing when you're not really that good anyway.
Right. Right. You're very accommodating.
Everybody
in that way.
Can see, and it's ping pong for everybody. It's ping pong for the people. So whether you're really whether you're really good or whether you're like really not or you're a novice, there's a place for you, and it's not a pretentious environment. Like myself, I'm really not that good, but I'm very competitive. So long as I get one.
That's all you need.
Long as I get one, that's all there is to it.
All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll pick up right where we left off. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder. Dane Neal is here from AccessAppetite.com, and for, they're telling me the highly acclaimed Dane Neal Show.
That's
podcast. Ed Porter is here, food and beverage director over at Spin. Jason Vincent is here, chef extraordinaire from Giant. Let's talk about Giant for just a little bit. For people who have not had the pleasure of eating at Giant, what can they expect?
Extraordinary would definitely be my term for myself and for the restaurant. We're just a small neighborhood place. We've taken a lot of time in just doing the little things right, ideally making people feel like we want them there and treating people like humans, and you know that includes the staff, which then translates to the clientele, and on top of it, we're pretty good cooks.
Is this your first place?
No.
You had others?
As an owner.
As an owner, it's your first, but you've worked everywhere.
For those people that may not be aware, you know, Jason, of course, Knightwood, he was so synonymous with that. He is also a Grand Cajon champion as well. And so he's had all of the street cred on the chef side. Right, there you go.
It's there.
I don't know if there's ping pong involved with that. There wasn't.
No,
but
separate.
You never know.
But that's a big jump from everywhere you've worked in the past has been a great experience. But to own a place, it's all on you.
More headaches,
isn't it?
Though, right?
Yeah, you know, I have my two partners, Ben and Josh, are unbelievable. And, you know, together as like a three-headed monster, we can pretty much tackle anything. I mean, don't get me wrong. There was months of sleepless nights before we opened, you know, just with raising money and a bunch of stuff that I didn't know how to do, you know?
Yeah.
And like the you know, looking at somebody and saying, hey, will you give me a bunch of money to open a restaurant? And them going, I don't know about that.
That'd be a hard thing to ask.
That's when the souffle comes in.
Right. Well, actually, that's funny. A lot of them I did cook
this
for.
Is very
and
true.
Then it was like, yeah. But, you know, since we've been very, very, very fortunate. It's been received very well. And, I'm thankful.
Congratulations. Yeah. I'm glad it's such a huge success.
Oh, it's super thoughtful, and I know that he's, you know, throughout that process of being a part of all those places, you know, the restaurant business is very difficult, and you could be as talented and as creative on the culinary side and still not be part of a successful business. And so, and I remember talking with him, you know, trying to get him on, hey, let's talk about it. He's like, you know, I've got to get this right and this right. So real thoughtful on the process, and also thoughtful about the reasons that he's supporting this event. You know, the Foundations of Music is one of the things that, of course, him and his family and his wife are near and dear, hold near and dear as far as music. And I mean, I think it's a pretty good cause that you guys chose for this, because as we mentioned before, so many chefs, you know, are musical and have that in their background of passions.
And you mentioned the Foundations of Music. I went to the website, and it's basically just making sure that kids have the means and access to music education and opportunity. Some kids will never see an instrument if it's not available in their schools, and you don't know you love something until you try something. So what a great organization.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, and it's like music predates linguistics. You know what I mean? And
then
all of a sudden, the Boneheads in Springfield are going to and haw, and
should put a band together.
Music gets cut out of public schools, and it's unacceptable.
It's such an important thing, and every time they defund music programs, I scratch my head saying, "Why would you do that? It builds character and personality. You're really working against yourselves on that." So it's so important to have the funding come from somewhere. I'm glad you guys are doing this.
Yeah, books. I mean, so much more. It's such a head scratcher. But to support stuff like this is, I feel, very important.
For me, too, music and food are synonymous.
Yeah,
they're the ultimate mood shifters.
Yeah,
there's
big time.
A song and there's a dish that can take you to places that you've been or want to go or would want to ever see. And that's where they're so intertwined.
That may be the most beautiful thing that's ever been said on our
honest
show.
Honest to God,
ever.
That has just completely...
Would you say acclaimed?
I say acclaimed.
I love that. You should do like a reality show about, you know, how they have wine pairings. You should have music pairings with meals.
It's a think tank.
I'm gonna talk
right
to Jason.
All right, I want to be in on it somehow.
We'll figure this thing out.
Can we take this quick call, real quick? We're talking about ping pong. Your name's Terry. You played ping pong against Bill how many years ago?
About 40 years ago. Actually, his brother I used to play a lot with, but he says, "Oh, you got to play Bill. You got to play Bill." So we went down to his house and went upstairs and. He was good back then.
Oh, you should see him now.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasant experience, though, right, Terry? You stayed with the game after we played?
No dossier?
Yeah.
I play with my son all the time in our basement, and you can enjoy that when you're 7 years old or 70.
It's true.
Well, cool, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
You should head on over to Spin. This is all happening when again? What are the deets for only $10?
January 23rd, 7 to 10 p.m. It's Monday, January 23rd, Spin. It is the Chef Paddle Battle. Tickets are only $10 while they last. And Ed, what's the website for people?
Yeah, you can go and get tickets on our Facebook, Spin Chicago Facebook, going to current events and get them right there.
Sounds like a blast. I'm going to do my best to be there. It really does sound like fun.
They don't want you to be there.
You signed on already. No, we want you there. All right. You signed on already. All right. I'm expecting you.
I'm in. Jason Ed, thanks very much. Dane, as always,
thanks,
we appreciate
guys.
You being here. We'll take a quick break and find out what's coming up in the news with Kim next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.